All right, welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
You know how this works, right? We take one topic and really like unpack it. And today we're diving into a Supreme Court case that's, I think, essential for, well, anyone who wants to be a lawyer, really. Mooney v. Holohan, 1935. We've got some pretty in-depth analyses of the case, a full-on legal brief, and a standard case brief. So, the whole shebang. What we really want to do is like get to the core of Mooney, why it matters, and how it's still shaping the legal world today.
Absolutely. Mooney is it's not just some old case, it's a foundation. It really helps us understand what a fair trial should be. And what's really interesting to me is how this one very specific case, with all its problems, led to this big, important legal protection.
Okay, so let's rewind a bit back to the beginning to Thomas J. Mooney, 1917, convicted of murder in California. On the surface, it seemed like any other criminal case, right?
Yeah, at first it seemed pretty straightforward. Mooney was found guilty of first-degree murder, got the death penalty, but things took a really dark turn a few years later. Serious allegations came up. People were saying the prosecution, they knew they were using false testimony in the trial, and even worse, they were hiding evidence that could have like totally blown apart the credibility of their witnesses, maybe even pointed to Mooney being innocent.
Wow, that's a huge accusation.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, this is the big question that ended up at the Supreme Court. If a conviction comes from the prosecution knowingly using false testimony and hiding evidence that could help the defendant, does that violate the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause? I mean, today it seems obvious. But back then, what was the legal landscape like?
You're right. Now it seems like, well, of course. But back then, due process, people often thought of it in a very narrow way. Did the defendant know what they were being charged with? Did they get a chance to speak in court? What's really fascinating is how the Supreme Court in Mooney, they kind of pushed beyond that limited view.
They didn't just say, well, there was a trial, so due process happened, right? They
Oh.
were much tougher than that. They basically said a trial can't be fake, a pretense. Like the state's putting on a show to trip the court and the jury.
Exactly. They were very clear about it. The court's own words, a conviction obtained through deliberate deception is inconsistent with the rudimentary demands of justice. That's a pretty strong statement. It's like they're saying any legal process where getting a conviction is more important than truth and fairness, well, that's just wrong.
And this is important.
Yep.
The court said what those prosecutors did, that was state action under the 14th Amendment. Why is that so crucial?
Well, think of state action like this. The Constitution, it doesn't just limit the laws the state can make, it also limits what state officials can do, including prosecutors. So when a prosecutor uses fake evidence on purpose, the court's saying it's the state itself doing something wrong, violating the defendant's rights. That means the state has to make sure the trial is fair, not just, following all the technical steps.
So, the Supreme Court, they understood Mooney's claims were serious. But they didn't just jump in and fix it.
Yeah.
This brings us to a really important legal idea, exhaustion of state remedies. Why didn't the court just help Mooney right away?
It's all about the balance between the state courts and the federal courts. The Supreme Court, even though they saw a possible due process problem, they said the exhaustion doctrine was important. It basically means if you're challenging a state conviction in a federal court, you have to try everything in the state courts first. Appeals, reviews, everything. It's like you gotta try to fix it at the state level before you go running to the feds.
So even with these big claims of misconduct, the court's saying, Mr. Mooney, you have to go through the California courts first.
Right. They weren't saying his claims were wrong, but they told him to go see what the California courts could do. It's about respecting the states, letting them handle things in their own courts first.
Got it. So Mooney had to go through the California courts. But regardless of what happened to him, Mooney v. Holohan had a big impact, right? Let's talk about why it's so important, especially for all our future lawyers out there.
This is where Mooney really shines. It made it clear at the highest level that if a prosecutor uses fake testimony knowingly, that violates the defendant's right to due process. It might seem obvious now, but before Mooney, the Supreme Court hadn't really said it that way. It set a major precedent.
And you can't talk about Mooney without talking about Brady v. Maryland. That's another huge case about criminal procedure.
Yeah.
How did Mooney lead to the Brady rule?
Well, Mooney said the state can't mess with the search for truth, right? That idea became the Brady obligation. It's like Mooney set the ethical rule. The state has to be honest if it wants justice. And then Brady gave us the tool to enforce that rule by making prosecutors share evidence that could help the defendant. Both cases say the prosecution's job isn't just to get convictions, it's to find justice.
So Money changed how we think about due process. It's not just about the steps in a trial. It's also about being fundamentally fair, about being honest, about getting to the truth.
Exactly. The court said it themselves in Mooney. Due process embodies fundamental conceptions of justice at the base of our civil and political institutions.
Oh.
That's deep, man. It's not just about checking boxes. It's about what makes a legal system truly just.
It sounds like Mooney put prosecutors on notice. It said, hey, you have a lot of power, but you have to be ethical. You have to be accountable. Is that something we still talk about today?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The ideas from Mooney are still super relevant when we talk about how prosecutors behave. Anytime there's a case about hidden evidence or testimony that seems shady, Mooney is in the background. Like one of our sources said, Mooney wasn't just about one man. It told prosecutors you can't win by cheating and told courts justice must be real, not an illusion. That idea, it's timeless. It's at the heart of our justice system.
That's a powerful takeaway. And there's another quote from our sources that really nails it for our listeners. Every time you read Brady, remember Mooney. It's the foundation of the principle that truth matters more than conviction rates. That really sums up why this case is still important.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Mooney is always there reminding us that if we want justice, the state has to be honest and open. It's like a shield against people abusing their power. And it reminds us that a fair trial, it's not just a bunch of procedures, it's what makes a justice system real.
All right, so for you listening, especially all you future legal eagles out there, here are the two big things to remember from Mooney v. Holohan. First, the prosecution can't knowingly use fake testimony or hide evidence that could help the defense. That's a big no-no, violates the due process clause. And second, remember you have to go through the state courts first. Try all your options there before you can go to the federal courts for habeas relief.
Absolutely. Understanding those two parts of Mooney, that's essential if you want to understand due process and how the federal courts keep an eye on the state courts when it comes to criminal cases.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Mooney v. Holohan, here's something to think about. We know this 1935 case set a huge precedent, but how does that principle that truth matters more than getting a conviction, how does that shape how we understand justice today? What about the role of prosecutors? How do we make sure that principle is really being followed in our courts? It's a big question, something to keep thinking about as you move forward on your legal journey. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time.